Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, creating an entrepreneurial ecosystem. Last week, small business owners got together in Soldotna at the still-under-construction Addie Camp restaurant to brainstorm how to support more new local businesses and what needs to exist in the broader community to help make all of that happen. Leading the exercise was Nigel Sharp, a global entrepreneur in residence at the University of Alaska Anchorage. Did you get a good sense of those components that exist here? And is this place ripe to create an ecosystem like that, do you think?
So what happened tonight is I didn't have to sort of get a sense of that. I've only been in Soldotna for a couple of hours. Instead, what we did is we mapped it out. So we mapped out events. We mapped out times where people have had success fundraising. We've mapped out times where there's been successful businesses in town. We've mapped out times where there's successful people and teams to sort of drive some of these things forward. And we had an entire wall covered with various elements and under every single one of the key categories that exist there. And then looking at the other successes that have happened across Soldotna and other assets that we have, we then mapped out opportunities which we see opportunity there. And between all of that, if you have aspiring entrepreneurs with opportunities that they're excited about, the energy to actually do something, and a community that previously has achieved stuff, you have all the right elements and all the right ingredients to create a great entrepreneurial ecosystem.
Are those sorts of things, whether you're talking about the assets or the components that you need to sort of gather and sort of raise up to contribute to this sort of community, mm-hmm. are there examples of things that are sort of commonalities, sort of regardless of where you're at in terms of what a good asset is to kind of build off of?
Absolutely, and today we didn't take enough time maybe to cover some of the roadblocks and challenges that an ecosystem like this may have. But without a doubt, I mean, the location can be a huge asset, and we mapped it out as an asset today, but it can also be a huge challenge. You know, just being relatively rural, having a relatively low population can limit, you know, for example, the amount of talent that you might have available to grow and start a business. It'd be unlikely that you would have a new headquartered Google type company out of Soldotna. I say unlikely, but not impossible, right? And that's the magic of this stuff, is that some really incredible stories have come out of small communities and even small countries all around the world.
That seemed to be what this is geared a little bit more toward is, and especially when we saw the examples of what folks were kind of looking for and thought would be good fits here, is I saw a lot of, I don't want to call it necessarily traditional type businesses, but I didn't see a whole lot of people saying, we need more Uber drivers here. I didn't see like a lot of the gig economy being represented.
So there's often a break between, and people use these terms, and I'm not sure I'm a huge fan of these terms, but people often use the term of lifestyle businesses versus high growth startup, right? And high potential startup. And it's interesting because there's so many examples of lifestyle businesses in Alaska, like the Alaskan Brewing Company, for example, that have gone national, if not international. So there is tons of examples of that already in Alaska. And Alaska actually breaks those rules more often than not. And therefore, I wouldn't be so quick to categorize people into lifestyle, non-lifestyle, and high-growth businesses. What I do say is that the enablement of having people brainstorm and share ideas and explore opportunities, if you just keep iterating on that, opportunities and ideas get bigger over time. That's what I've seen again and again running these kind of events and conversations. In the end, it's, you know, the world we're building is the world for them going forward. And the world that we want to create is the world that we have to, like, there is no one else to do it for us. So, you know, we can't look forward. And as Alaska has quite often looked above and said, well, the government has to jump in here or someone else has to jump in here. But actually, we have to roll up our own sleeves and make this stuff happen. The path of startups and just generally entrepreneurial ecosystem building is a path that really enables that and potentially is kind of a great tool for economic development within any community.
And you can hear our full interview with Nigel Sharp at our website, kdll.org. Now time for this week's number, $200,000, as in dollars, as in the drop in revenue the city of Kenai saw during this year's disappointing dip netting run when the personal use fishery shut down early amid weak sockeye salmon returns. The city had budgeted with an expectation of bringing in $578,000, but the total was closer to $375,000. And that will be a wrap for this week's edition of Econ 91.9. And of course, you can catch us every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. right here on KDLL. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.